Foster with a big hole. 30, 25, 20. Foot race, 15, 10. Foster's belted out of bounds.
Breaking news. Texans running back Arian Foster is pretty good. Okay, that's not news, but the guy backing him up, Ben Tate, is also pretty good and would start if he was on another team. Broncos defense showed Monday night it can slow down a premier back. And Sunday will need to show it can slow down too.
Oh, it's pretty darn good. It's they're both very good backs. They do a good job blocking for them, and you know when they get in space, they can really do some damage. So, and like I said, it's as big a challenge as we'll face in a running game.
Well, to me, they have the best run game in football right now. Arian Foster, probably best back in the game right now. You know, I'm sure a lot of people would say that. I think their talent level, you know, far exceeds what they had in the past. And they're getting better every year. Quarterback's getting better. You know, when Andre Johnson's healthy, he's obviously one of the best in the game. So, I mean, they're tough across the board.
Bailey will have to stick a Pro Bowl receiver for the third week in a row, not to mention guard a Pro Bowl quarterback, tight end, and we already mentioned the back. Talent all around, that's this year's Texans, a team averaging 28 points per game.
Well, I think they rattle teams early. You know, they up-tempo, you know, quick passes here, screens here. And I think they get people on their heels and guys don't know how to stop it. And if you don't, you know, take them out of their rhythm, they'll put up 40 on you easy. And we saw that the first 2 weeks. And we're aware of it. We just got to make sure we come out strong.
It's like we've been seeing them every week. You know, we weren't going against them in practice and with our guys. But, you know, every team we've been playing have really good offense. So we got to answer the call. We're excited. We have a good week of preparation. We believe in our staff, Coach Del Rio, what this guy is doing. And we just got to continue to work.
You learn from experiences. You know, we've played them twice a year. I have a tremendous amount of respect for their staff. I think the ownership a couple years back when Gary didn't finish particularly well, I think they showed patience in staying with him and their program. They've been able to develop guys and develop their system, and I think they've done a good job, and they're being rewarded with it.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.